Questions 43 through 45. One night, when I was a teenager, my friends and I took a goose secretly from a lady who lived near the woods where we played. The next day, we took it down by the river, near my family farm, to cook it. While it was on the spit and the driftwood fire was sizzling, it was determined that the goose would need some salt. So I was elected to cross the fields and go into Mom's barn for some of the rock salt she occasionally gave to the cows. Even the salt didn't help, and we couldn't keep the fire hot enough for long enough for the goose to get totally cooked. Despite our poor results, we ate some of the goose and headed back to town and school. Several weeks passed, and one day, word came to me that the lady who owned the goose wanted to see us. She saw us one at a time. I don't know what she told the other boys, but my conversation with her was kind and gentle. "Rex," she said, "I'm very disappointed in you. Your mother is one of my dearest friends, and I know she would be saddened if I were to tell her that you stole my goose. You do not want to be known as a thief, so this will be our little secret, if you promise me you'll never steal anything again." Of course I promised. After I was married and had teenagers myself, I would often visit the goose lady. And each time, I thanked her for teaching me the lesson of a lifetime. On my last visit, shortly before she died, she told me how she knew I had been involved with the goose caper. She said that, long ago, my mother had come to her and said she had seen me take salt from her barn. She followed me back to the river and witnessed the goose being cooked. The lady said, "Your mother thought, and I agreed with her, that the message of 'thou shalt not steal' would be more impressive if it came from the lady you stole from rather than your parent."